An F-18 fighter plane takes to the skies from the U.S. Navy's testing grounds at Patuxent River, Maryland. This supersonic jet is powered in part by fuel made from an oil seed called camelina. The Navy and commercial airlines are conducting tests to see how their planes perform using this vegetable oil-based biofuel. Scott Johnson is president of the biofuel company Sustainable Oils, which supplies the fuel. He says camelina has come a long way from its use in ancient Rome.
If you were a Roman senator after a hard day at the Forum, you may have walked home and stopped in with your masseuse for a little relaxation and a good massage, and he may have used camelina oil as the lubricant.
In the 19th century, Johnson says, camelina oil was a popular lamp fuel. Today, the Navy and the airlines are looking to reduce their environmental impact. Plus, they're still reeling from the 2008 spike in crude oil prices, according to John Rao, head of fuels management for American Airlines.
I think with crude oil prices as high as they are, it incentivizes a lot of people to look for the alternative. I mean, when crude's at $100 a barrel, it changes things pretty dramatically.
Camelina could be one alternative to crude oil. Rick Kamen is the Navy's alternative fuels testing chief. He says he has nothing against petroleum.
There's nothing wrong with petroleum. Petroleum is great. We've developed all our systems forever to operate on petroleum. The issue with petroleum is importing the petroleum, price volatility of petroleum, and shipping a lot of our dollars to buy the petroleum overseas where we could get production and capability and workforce doing it here in this country.
Kamen says domestically produced biofuels could help make the Navy's fuel supply more secure and less dependent on imported oil while helping farmers and workers at home. And biofuels could help reduce climate-warming greenhouse gas emissions because the plants that produce them take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere as they grow. And Kamen says the F-18 can't tell the difference between plant fuel and petroleum.
Every test we've put these fuels into our system, everything has looked no worse than petroleum and sometimes performed even better than our petroleum fuel.
And what works for the Navy's F-18 seems to work for the commercial airlines' planes, too. But don't expect your next flight to be plant-powered. Currently, very few U.S. farmers grow camelina, and hardly any refineries can produce fuel from it. That makes camelina a costly fuel source. The Navy paid about $15 per liter for the fuel used in its test flights, compared to about $1 per liter for petroleum fuel. That makes it far too expensive to replace petroleum, says Jim Bardis, an alternative fuels expert at the RAND Corporation Research Institute.
The economics are nowhere close enough. The production capability isn't close enough, but it makes great press, you know, and they eliminate discussion of any of these other issues.
Issues like what impact camelina and other biofuels crops will have on food supplies and greenhouse gas emissions.
When these fuels are grown on land that is currently being used for food, then somewhere else in the world, someone's going to have to clear a new field to grow food.
Clearing land releases considerable amounts of greenhouse gases, which may negate the climate benefits of plant-based fuel. Supporters say camelina may avoid that problem because it can be grown on marginal land during times when farmers would normally leave fields fallow. But even Sustainable Oils President Scott Johnson doesn't expect camelina to single-handedly end America's petroleum addiction.
By no means with camelina expect to even make a significant dent in the amount of transportation fuels that are used. That being said, we are a start.
Johnson says camelina, along with other biofuels crops, will be just one part of the solution. He expects the price of camelina fuel will come down as more farmers grow it and more biofuel refineries are built. And maybe then this ancient massage oil will help loosen petroleum's grip on the American economy. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.